Our school. Which school do you attend? And which subjects do you like?
I am a student of a grammar school in Olomouc. The school has a long tradition and is said to be quite good, so I'm very happy to be able to study there. Grammar school education program lasts for 4 years, and students can choose their own specialization. There are classes specializing in languages, mathematics, or physics. We have many subjects that I like. My favorite is, of course, physical education. We play games, go swimming, or just work out at the gym. Some of my classmates love the music lessons, but singing is not my cup of tea. I quite like history and languages. Geography is okay, but the subject I don't like at all is chemistry. For me, it's very difficult. As for social sciences, I find them quite interesting and useful.
How are classrooms distributed, and what lessons are taught there?
On the ground floor, there is a cloakroom for pupils, school cafeteria, assembly hall, and a gymnasium. There are foreign language rooms and teachers' rooms on the first floor. In our school, the following foreign languages are taught: English, German, French, Spanish, and Russian. On this floor, there's also a conference room, common room for teachers, and the head's office. Rooms for the rest of the subjects are on the second floor: mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, history, geography, economics, and law studies. There are science laboratories and a computer room for IT lessons in a special extension to the school. All rooms are light, spacious, and have modern equipment.
How long are lessons, and what do students do in breaks?
We usually start our lessons at 8 a.m., but sometimes as early as 7, on other days at 9 a.m. We get a class timetable for the whole year, but sometimes there are changes, for example, when the teacher is ill or has left. Each class lasts 45 minutes, and there is a 10-minute break in between. After the second lesson, there is a 20-minute break for a snack, and after lunch, the breaks are only 5 minutes long. During breaks, we usually have time to move from one classroom to another and prepare our things for the following subject.
Should students be tested?
In our classroom, there are 3 rows of desks, each desk for 2 students, with an aisle in between. At the front, there is the teacher's desk and a blackboard with chalk. Some classrooms are more modern and they have whiteboards with markers. We have some maps on the walls and some pictures as well. Next to the door, there are cabinets with bookcases and display cases.
Describe your classroom.
As far as examinations are concerned, I prefer written ones and tests to oral exams, for I hate standing in front of the whole class. I get nervous, and the evaluation is very subjective. It often depends on what mood the teacher is in. Moreover, in written tests, there's more time for thinking, and you may concentrate more on the answer.
What do you know about school uniforms?
What I miss in our school is a library accessible to students who have a longer break between the lessons and they would like to spend it studying or doing homework. Most of us don't have all those expensive encyclopedias, dictionaries, and textbooks at home. In the library, there might be a few computers with the internet and a photocopier. I think everybody would appreciate that.
What could make your school better?
Wearing a school uniform has been introduced in some countries in order to hide the different social backgrounds of the students. In a way, it's very comfortable. You don't have to think much about what to wear in the morning, but I'm glad there's no written dress code in our school, so everyone can wear what he or she likes. I think this way students are able to refine their taste. In most British and American schools, there are quite strict dress codes. Tops, for example, have to cover the abdomen, back, shoulders, and must have sleeves, and eccentric accessories and hairstyles are forbidden.
What is in your satchel, and what is in your pencil case?
In their satchel, students have books, a pencil case, a snack, exercise books, a calculator, the report book, timetable, a ruler, etc. In their pencil case, pupils have scissors, compasses, pencils, pens, highlighters, glue, markers, and markers and pencil sharpener.
Staff room. Deputy head. Term. Burn midnight oil. Reading period.
Head teacher. School report. Curriculum. Slippers.